Hi everyone, this is Oscar Hasley from checklive.com, and today we are diving headfirst into the most chaotic, oversized and gloriously absurd football experiment since someone gave Qatar the World Cup and a climate report. Yes, it's the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup, now featuring 32 teams, 12 US cities and roughly the same budget as a Marvel movie, minus the plot. FIFA took one look at its old 7-team format and said, cute, let's make it a billion-dollar nightmare. What used to be a polite post-Champions League handshake has now turned into an international mega battle with Messi, Mbappe, and probably someone from Auckland just happy to be there. The tournament kicks off June 14th with Inter Miami, led by 38-year-old Lionel Messi, who's probably wondering if he accidentally signed up for a charity match, facing Egypt's Al Ahly. The only thing more confusing than that fixture is how Inter Miami qualified. Oh, right, they didn't win the MLS Cup, but hey, marketing decisions count as trophies now. 12 cities will host matches, from the Rose Bowl in Pasadena to the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, turning every American football cathedral into a temporary temple of, wait, why is there grass here? Half the stadiums will also host the 2026 World Cup, so think of this as a dress rehearsal, with more confusion and less singing. And if you thought the money part would be normal, please take a seat. Preferably in one of the thousands still unsold. There's a $1 billion prize pool, with the winner walking away with $125 million. That's more than the GDP of some small nations, and only slightly less than what Chelsea pays in agent fees per calendar quarter. DAZN grabbed global broadcasting rights for another €1 billion after Apple rage quit the negotiations and Coca-Cola filed a lawsuit because even they didn't expect FIFA to go this far off script. Meanwhile, Messi's face is being projected onto buildings in Miami and still can't sell out a group stage ticket. Peak football. But behind the scenes, it's a complete meltdown. Players' unions are furious. Clubs are suing. Kevin De Bruyne is threatening to retire mid-match if someone so much as scuffs his ankle. If I get injured, who takes care of me? He asks. Honestly, Kev, probably nobody. Maybe a get well soon tweet from FIFA with your face photoshopped onto a cartoon banana. And Rodri? He's floating the idea of a player strike, which in football terms means we're absolutely playing, but we'll look really grumpy about it. FIFPro has dragged FIFA to court in Brussels. The Premier League and La Liga are backing the case. You know it's bad when English and Spanish lawyers start agreeing on anything other than tapas. Meanwhile, Arsene Wenger is out here saying this tournament will unite global football. Maybe, Arsene, but only in shared confusion and hamstring injuries. The storylines are pure football soap opera. Messi's last hurrah. Mbappe may be facing PSG. Real Madrid chasing title number 6 with Xabi Alonso at the helm. And let's not forget the brave souls from Asia, Africa and Oceania, who will be flying halfway across the world to get smacked 5-0 by Manchester City's bench. Ticket sales are crawling. Fans are unconvinced, and the MLS Players Union is staging protests, including warm-up shirts that read, Club World Cup Qatar Jars Grab. Subtlety? Never heard of it. And yet, we will all watch. Why? Because it's chaos. Because it's dramatic. Because it's got messy. And because somewhere, deep down, we all love a beautiful train wreck wrapped in Adidas logos. So whether this becomes the new pinnacle of club football or ends up as the world's most expensive exhibition tournament, one thing's for sure, we at checklive.com will be watching every second, every substitution, every sponsor blunder, and bringing you the truth with a side of sass. I'm Oscar Hasley, this is Check Live, and this is football in 2025. Bigger, louder, richer, and completely bonkers.